twin suicide bombings at a cafe in northern Lebanon left at least 9 people dead and dozens more wounded on Saturday. Al-Qaeda-linked Syrian group the Nusra Front has claimed responsibility for the attack in the city of Tripoli. Fighters targeted a neighborhood mainly populated by Alawites, members of a Shia sect of Islam that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad belongs to. Security officials detained 3 people in a nearby district over links to the attackers. Tripoli has been relatively quiet over the past few months, but the city has been the scene of intense clashes and a spillover of the Syrian conflict. Taliban fighters in Pakistan have beheaded a man after pledging allegiance to the Islamic State. Execution videos have been a popular feature of the Islamic State's media presence. The U.S.-based monitoring group Site Intelligence identified a former Pakistani Taliban spokesman in this video released on Saturday. Shahidullah Shahid was replaced in October after pledging support to the Islamic State. Here, he's seen with a group of militants announcing pledges of support from 10 Taliban leaders in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The Islamic State has gained a foothold in both countries over the past year, but it isn't clear if militants are acting on their own volition or if they're taking orders from senior leadership in the Middle East. Around 35,000 people marched against racism and xenophobia in the eastern German city of Dresden on Saturday. A right-wing movement called Pegida, short for Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of the West, was formed last October to fight what it calls the rise of radical Islam. Chancellor Angela Merkel and other senior officials have condemned the group's weekly protests. Saturday's counter-demonstration, which was the largest yet, was held ahead of another one planned by Pegida for today. The rally was sponsored by the local government and invited anti-Islamist protesters to join in a plea for unity and peace following last week's attacks in France. Mexico may soon start swapping oil with the U.S. for the first time ever. Last week, state-run oil company Pemex proposed to bring in 100,000 barrels a day from its northern neighbor to increase gasoline production and improve refining. In exchange, the country would send heavy crude over the border for mixing at U.S. refineries. The U.S. bans most exports of unrefined crude, with exceptions such as shipments to Canada. Mexico's oil production dropped for the 10th consecutive year in 2014, and a slump in global prices has hit its oil companies hard, with more than 10,000 layoffs just last week. If finalized, the U.S. deal could extend a lifeline to the Mexican economy. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
Nous voulons que le gouvernement jette dehors les islamistes, les djihadistes qui ne rentrent pas en France.
Là, ici, pour montrer et exprimer notre chagrin, notre tristesse, notre soutien et notre...
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you? I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
I am so disgusted with the talk of this, what's the schmuck's name? Zimmerman? Is he Jewish by chance? Not that it matters, but I have to ask. With a name like Zimmerman, very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Glad to have you. We'll keep the phone lines open tonight, 800-313-9443. If you want to continue the conversation from John's show or anything you like, we'll talk here tonight for the duration of this hour of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tomorrow night, retired Special Agent Ray Strack. You're going to get a kick out of this guy. He's come out a lot like Terry Nelson, who we had on last week, to fight against this war on drugs, which is really, as I've said many of times, a war on the people. There's a lot of knowledge in policymaking and education, as well as more than 30 years of experience as a U.S. Customs agent. I don't know that that speaks to his benevolent motives, but it certainly does show that he's been on the inside, and for him to come out now as a whistleblower of sorts is very interesting, and I want to hear his story. So we're going to do that tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday night, we have April Bowden coming on from Truth or Talk. She is a awesome researcher and activist. Her oldest child was perfectly healthy, and unfortunately, after the first vaccination, started to digress, and after the second vaccination, even further digressed. And, her son suffers from severe autism now, which she can correlate being a result of the vaccinations. 100% because of the vaccinations. So we'll talk with her about that and so much more, I can guarantee it. I was talking with, I don't know if I should say his name. I might as well. I was talking with Heinrich Pomgren, if I can say his name correctly, from Red Ice Creations. I don't know if you know his podcast. Pretty popular podcaster. He's been doing it for some time now. And we were talking this weekend about a number of different things. A lot of which I said, you know, this ought to be a show. This off-the-air conversation we're having between two broadcasters ought to be a show. One of the things we talked about right off the back was this French incident, which is now seeming to be more and more likely a false flag. And I said to him, you know, Heinrich, I don't really want to waste too much time on this topic focusing on the various nuances as to why it was a false flag, what part of it was staged, so on and so forth. Because at the end of the day, whether or not it was completely staged or not, the facts remain. It's going to be exploited, it's going to be utilized, and it's going to be a part of the agenda of the powers that shouldn't be. It's the same old dialectic problem, reaction, solution. So part of me thinks that it could have been a completely genuine incident and they still would exploit it, and we shouldn't get too obsessed with all of the details proving every single part of the false flag. We can kind of move on and just keep our eyes on solutions in the big picture. Unfortunately, he brought up a good point that compelled me to think, well, maybe I ought to spend a little bit more time when stuff like this comes up. Because you know something else will come up. If it's not the Sandy Hook incident, it's not the Boston bombing incident, it's not 7-Eleven, if it's not, and I'm not talking about the chain gas station, but if it's not that, it's not the Christmas tree bomber, the underwear bomber, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. And that next one might be even larger. But what he said to me, I wanted to run by you, and I wanted to get your take on. He said that, Bob, you know, we do a lot of preaching to the choir, and I said, absolutely, I'm tired of it. Preaching to the choir again and again and again, and we just have this constant stroking of each other's ego and intellect, and all we're doing is preaching to the choir at the end of the day. I don't have to sell you that the lamestream media lies about geopolitical current events. I don't have to sell you on that. You already know that. But what he said was, those that don't know that rely on incidents like this to be their gateway drug. That's my paraphrasing, not the way in which he said it. And I kind of understand that, because with every one of these, there is a new layer of corruption, a new layer of lies that we can expose and show the lamestream people what the deal is. So, that being said, I think we should spend some time on these issues. Now, I'm not going to be the one to really obsess over it. It's still too much. I don't think I should ignore it maybe to as large of an extent as I have traditionally ignored these sorts of topics. So I want to get your take on that. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'll tell you what I am going to ignore. George Zimmerman Libinowitz. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to ignore that. I've already said his name twice too many times. And I think even me saying that I'm going to ignore it is giving it far too much attention, perhaps. So what's really going on? Whenever we see stories like George Zimmerman and whatnot, and I'm not saying it's staged. I think they most probably took a crazy guy and just made him the focus of the attention of the lamestream media. And I don't even know, to be honest, if that's the biggest story, because I'm completely unplugged. The only tap on the lamestream that I have, the only pulse on the lamestream that I have, is with the talk radio that I listen to. I listen to talk radio in the car mostly, and I kind of get my gauge of what people are being distracted with, and then I can't stand it, and I turn it off soon thereafter. Because it's just, well, nauseating. So, that's the only exposure I get, and I don't even know what people are focused on in the lamestream. I don't know. Typically, it's nothing of any substance. I can reassure you of that. Well, I don't need to reassure you. You all know this already. But whenever there's a story like this Zimmerman story, where the guy's being arrested for something else, and again, it doesn't have to be manufactured. can be completely organically occurring. I wonder what's really going on. And I also wonder how many people right now are getting ready for the football game. And is that really a bad thing? Because I don't think it is a bad thing, but at the same time, I don't think it's a good thing, depending on the context, depending on the circumstance. So for instance, if you're a regular listener, if you're somebody who's planting seeds, and if you're somebody who cares about the nature of reality, then you have every right to have some bread and circuses, whatever you want to say. All right, folks, we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Some of your calls on the other side.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We got open lines tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm just reading this story here, and I want to vet it a little bit more before I tell you that this is absolutely the case. But I guess France is in full-on martial law with 10,000 troops mobilizing for deployment into the streets in wake of the shootings, according to the author Shepard Ambellus, like a CNN of Nazi Germany, French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian announced Tuesday that 10,000 army troops will be deployed into the streets to secure sensitive points. Sensitive points. Well, what are those sensitive points, ladies and gentlemen? And I want to talk about this for a moment, these sensitive points. Well, as you all know, a synagogue or a Jewish, what was it, grocery store, Mr. Producer? Grocery store? Restaurant? I think it was a grocery store. It's a grocery store. Okay, thank you. It was, attacked and yada, yada, yada. And this Jewish store was the center of a lot of the coverage of this, to the point where Bibi Netanyahu, the infamous prime minister of the terrorist state known as Israel, came out and was a part of the talks and the candlelight, ceremonies and all that junk. Don't get me wrong. It's important to honor the dead. But when it's done under false pretext, then you gotta wonder. So we have Israel inserted here in the name of the Jewish people, which again is a misnomer because Zionism and Judaism are not necessarily two items or areas of culture or whatever you want to call it that go hand in hand. Not necessarily. There's a group called Jews Against Zionism that speaks out about the notion of Israel being a legitimate state on behalf of the Jewish people. They say, no, it's not. It's not at all. They said, your crimes against humanity have no bearing on the true teachings of the Torah. And I'm not religious, but I think it's interesting that the propaganda is so thick that they have to hijack the Jewish religion for the sake of legitimizing their criminal state, which is run by mostly Ashkenazis and founded by the Rothschild family. And we can continue to outline the history, the true history of Israel, and so on and so forth. Right? So we got Israel, who's essentially injected themselves into this story. And that's by design, ladies and gentlemen. That's by design. Because we know Israel has a geopolitical plan that goes far beyond their current geographical area, with their eyes on other countries, from Jordan to Egypt, which for the most part they've already slowly trickled in their control over. Some might argue these Arab Springs that took place for the Arab Spring. Arab Springs for the Arab Spring, huh? Some might argue that that was all coordinated by, well, you guessed it, intelligence. Whether it's MI6, the CIA, or the Mossad, they all work hand in hand with one another. And I don't doubt for a second that they've worked hand in hand with this event. And actually, come to find out, we see that some of these suspected attackers met with the infamous French former President Sarkozy in 2009. That's right, there's several articles that point to this. And remember Sarkozy's role after 9/11. He was the French president, if I recall correctly, that came in and said, you know what, at first France was not going to support what was happening with the wars in Iraq and so on and so forth and whatnot. first remember we were pissed off for a while. We wanted to stop calling it French fries right after 9/11. We were going to call them freedom fries. You remember that whole bit? Well, Sarkozy came in and he said, no, we're going to support you. They helped take out, they were pivotal in the removal of Gaddafi. They were a major part of that. And they continue to be with this Sarkozy guy. Well, he happened to meet one of the suspects. Coincidental, sure. Absolutely coincidental. But the list goes on and on and on about other things that we can show are very much suspect. And then you look at how Israel fits into the equation. And you would be completely naive not to acknowledge that. 800-313-9443. Your thoughts on this or anything else tonight? We're taking phone calls. I'll go ahead and get to the calls as promised. Let's start with Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Howdy. How you doing?
Man, how you been?
I'm working on it. I'm happier than a clam. I just got filled up my minivan with buffalo skulls and lower jaw bones.
What are you going to do with that? You going to make some bone broth?
I paint them, and I paint them as works of art for Wahinians. And the lower jaws I make into Native American war clubs. Yeah.
Ah. So you're getting ready for a primitive revolution, I see.
I guess so, yeah. Actually, my workshop kind of looks like a 17th century Native American arsenal.
Well, don't worry. The arsonry that the police and military industrial complex has could never hold a candle to what you got going on there with your buffalo jaws and skulls.
I do that.
I mean, they got nuclear bombs, scalar weapons, the list goes on and on, but none of that can stand up to what you got, man.
How about a spear? I mean, you know, honest to goodness. But anyhow, it's just Arab Spring. I thought that was about gardening. I was, like, ready to go over, like, you know, to the Middle East and, you know, and, like, volunteer, like, you know, as a commune kind gardener, you know. And but it's not about that at all, you know.
And I understand. I understand completely. I thought it was about fresh water, but I guess I was wrong, too.
No, there is no fresh water because it's like you get the guys that paint their faces. You're talking about football, and they paint their faces, and they're triple dipping on fluoride, and, you know, and they're screaming, you know, Pembo Zero, you know, Lambeau Field or something in Green Bay, and, I'm like, this guy votes. Oh, my God. And it's just, honest to God, you know, and I see all of this stuff, and the more I've been studying all of this with the whole fluoridation thing, the dumbing down of our nation, and, you look people in the eye, and, they're lost. I mean, these people, and I mean it in the most literal sense, this isn't funny, they are lost. I mean, the East Germans would, and the North Koreans are probably like...
All right, hold on a second. Hold on, Mike. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show. There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
In the French bombing thingamajig, not bombing, the French shooting thingamajig, I'm just reading now that one of these suspects was roommates with the underwear bomber. What? That's just a coincidence as well. All, I guess, you know, these terrorists, they're in a tight-knit group. So, we're taking calls tonight, 800-313-9443. It never ceases to amaze me, ladies and gentlemen, how far these lies go and just how obviously full of it they are. I mean, you can just uncover fairly quickly. You know, we're getting good, folks. We're getting real good this alternative media crew, whatever it is or isn't, it's getting pretty good. It's able to call a spade fairly quickly. And we got to be careful not to jump and have a bunch of disinformation discredit us at first and let kind of things settle down a little bit and get the true picture of what's happening. Because there are going to be falsehoods put out there to try to discredit us, and we got to be aware of that. But after a while, I mean, jeez. It's just lie after lie after lie, and they're so easy to see now. I guess they always have been, but now more people are keeping their eyes open for it. Let's go back to the phone lines, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike, are you still with me? Oh, you did? Where'd he go? He went home? All right. He's got those... Buffalo Jaws, was it? What do you think he's going to do with all those Buffalo Jaws? You think he's going to be able to take on the army? You know, a lot of people think that we got to get our guns ready to take on the government. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for loading up, folks. Guns are probably one of the last saving graces we have here in this country to a certain extent. Look at all these other countries that have been disarmed. They're not really going to be able to do anything if they need to stand up. And there's other examples of that that I could bring up, but I think we'd be naive to think that no matter how many guns we have, us, the good people standing for truth and freedom, we got to remember they got tanks. Not just tanks, they got a whole slew of things that could completely and utterly destroy us. And if the eugenicists out there wanted to take us down, they would have already removed us all. They would have already dropped a bomb. So there's a reason why we're still kicking. Yeah, there's definitely slow kill taking place, that slow kill agenda. But at the end of the day, the powers that shouldn't be, I'm sure of this. I'm more and more sure of this. They frickin' love slaves. How do you feel, slave? Yeah, I'm talking to you. How do you feel? You're gonna sit there and take it? You little bitch? My producer's laughing at me. I'm serious. How many people listening right now are going to take it like a little bitch? Can I say that on the radio? Well, too bad. I already did. Yeah, but still. Here's somebody that is being forced to take it. It's a 17-year-old girl who's being forced to take chemotherapy because of this bureaucratic government. Probably one of the most disturbing and disgusting stories that I can think of is having the government pin you down and poison you, when you're already down and out and sick. Let me ask you a question. You're suffering from cancer. You're 17, so you're fully cognitive. I mean, I was 17. I was thinking on a higher level, and this isn't me just kissing my own tuchus, but I was thinking on a higher level than most people were thinking in their 30s and 40s, without a doubt. And I knew better about certain things than most people lived their whole lives not knowing about. But this 17-year-old girl is being told by a Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that she has to have chemotherapy. What would you do in that situation? What would you do? Would you take it like a little bitch? I'm sorry if I'm coming off as being hyperbolic, because I know. And it's a rhetorical question, obviously. Because I know most of the listeners right now, if not all of them, in their gut know that they wouldn't take it, that they would stand up, that they would say, hell no, I'm not going to do what you tell me. You'll have to take me out some other way. There was a story of a dude who was a teenager, and I've been meaning to have him on. He was a teenager, and he was forced by the state, and by his parents for that matter, to get chemotherapy. They were hell-bent on making sure they poisoned this dude with the allopathic oncology that is commonplace in today's world. But he said, hell no. I'm running away, and I'm not looking back. And he ran away, and he dealt with his cancer with a slew of other things that are known to work and not poison you. and leave you for dead. Well, he came out years later, 15 years later, and he said, hey, remember me? Here I am, folks. Healthy, strong, living, cancer-free, and so on and so forth. And don't get me wrong, a lot of people might end up cancer-free from the chemo. Sure. Until it comes back the next time, because you've already left your body damaged and vulnerable, so that that cancer bites you in the ass the next time. When I talk about solutions, health is such a powerful solution-oriented theme to talk about. I can't stress it enough. It is so important. It's one of those things that you can control. You can't control the next false flag attack, per se, but you can control your health. And when we hear of stories like this, of this girl being forced to have chemo, you then wonder, wow, I guess we can. And even if the parents had the decency and the common sense and the wherewithal to say, no, I'm not going to poison my daughter. No, I'm not going to do it. The state would come after them with a vengeance, to the point where people have been accused of kidnapping their own children when fleeing and taking them off of the dangerous so-called therapies, which are not therapies at all. Not therapies at all. We heard of this a couple years ago now, this Amish individual who was fighting it and fighting it and finally had to flee. And eventually the court ruled that they couldn't do anything about it. Well, that precedent was not set for other court decisions. In fact, there were a number of cases before that that did everything but allow for legal understandings to show that you can say no to these things that are going to harm you. But who cares about the legal system? At the end of the day, let's throw all of that out the window. We're talking about our lives. We're talking about our sovereignty. And again, I ask this question, and I'm sorry if it hurts your ears. Are you going to sit there and take it, bitch? What are you going to do? 800-313-9443. Tomorrow night, as promised, we're going to be having on April Bowden, who is a mother that isn't going to take it and is going to prove that vaccines were the cause of her son's severe autism. And she also proves a number of topics. She hosts a radio show called The Truth or Talk, and she does a great job calling a spade a spade and exposing the lies. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future. The future.
I don't know if I'm coming off as being abrasive. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That wasn't my goal. I just get frustrated, and I'm vetting right now, and I hope you don't hear it as me taking it out on you, the listener, or directing it at you. And that wasn't my intention in any way. I'm simply vetting. I'm simply tired of those little bitches. You can join us for this last segment. We'll give you a chance to chime in and get your thoughts. Troll-free, 800-313-9443. What do we got? We got our Buffalo friend back? The guy with the Buffalo jaws? Mike, are you there?
Yeah. What you were just talking about, Bob?
Yeah.
I was just reading online, in regards to when you get married and you pledge, and the pastor, rabbi, whatever, he says, in the name of the state of whatever, not the name of God, there you go. You are pledging right there at your marriage, your body, your wife, and your children, and everything you'll ever produce, to this state, and that is a legal and binding contract.
And that's why I don't believe in legal marriage.
We know about the birth certificate, right?
And I don't believe in the birth certificate or the Social Security number.
That is, the birth certificate is where the government gets the right, you know, by sleight of hand, deception, fraud, you know, gives them the right to own your children, and then there comes the, what do you call it, people that always come to the house and steal your children?
Yes, but here, let me just introduce something, though. I get the notion that it gives them the right. It gives them the right. But let me tell you something. I don't care if you have a birth certificate, a pound of my flesh, if you have my Social Security number, if you have me locked up in chains. You know what? Nothing, absolutely nothing, under natural law gives you or any other entity or person the right. You don't own me, and I don't care if you think, because of your stupid paperwork and your stupid numbers, that you think you own me. When all is said and done, they don't own us. They don't have the right to own us. That is their own self-contrived, their own self-created mumbo-jumbo bureaucracy that means absolutely nothing.
The people allow them to get away with it because we are not persons. That is a uniform commercial code term, is a corporation. We are human beings. And there's a difference. And they use words against us like weapons. They literally do. The lawyers, the administrative judges, they're all in on it. It's a scam.
Yep. I agree with that. I agree with that. But like you said, the power is in our hands.
Like when the cop comes up to you when you're speeding, and the first thing is, do you understand? Understand. You're standing under him. Do you understand why I'm stopping you?
I overstand.
I'll tell him, I don't understand. I realize, but no, actually, last time I got stopped, I was doing 85 and a 55, and I noticed him unloose his gun as he walked up to the car, and he actually tried to open the back door, four-door at the time, and I don't know why he tried to open the back door. There's
probably
nothing
because
there.
You got all those buffalo weapons in the back.
But it just seemed really unsettling that, why is he, you know, unloosening his gun and then trying to open the back door on top of it as he walks up to the car? This was a state trooper. I mean, okay, fine, I was speeding. But what's the deal with opening the back? And then, you know, notice it was locked, because I locked the doors. I ain't going to let this guy just open our car door. I mean, what, are you kidding? These people are criminals with badges. I mean, bottom line, they are. I mean, cops and robbers. If they didn't have a badge, they'd be a robber. $220 for a speeding ticket? It is robbery. I'm just saying. Hello?
Mike, I hear you loud and clear. You know, they want to take away my license, and I talked a little bit about this on Clint Richardson's show a couple months ago about my experience of late. They threw the book at me because I was, quote, a libertarian. That was their words, not mine. So I got railroaded by the courts for a speeding ticket.
You had the audacity to stand up and tell them what for?
I had the audacity to stand up and tell them to go stick it. But you know what?
Exactly.
You know what that got me? Not very much. So sometimes I gotta placate this by saying I want you to know that this is only under this caveat of sometimes. Sometimes you have to pick and choose your battles. I'm going to pick and choose my battle. I'm going to pay the frickin' ticket so that I can travel freely under this corrupt and BS state that we live in. Not because I support it. not because of any other reason other than I'm going to for this small battle, for this lose this small battle so that I can win the frickin' war. And I think my right to travel free at the end of the day transcends any of their fines and laws and all that. But I'll tell you what, when all is said and done, they're like the frickin' mafia, just like the IRS. They have no legal right to take an income tax. But just like the IRS, they are a frickin' mafia, and they will come with their guns and put me in a frickin' cage. And at the end of the day, I won't be able to serve. So that right there is a deal breaker for me, and I would urge everyone to consider picking and choosing their battles so that when the time comes, you can stand up for the one that really matters.
Where, in regards to the IRS, though, where does, when you always hear this in regards to the IRS, we believe, okay, that you owe us X amount of money. Well, where does, in a court of law, the word believe become, in a court of law, fact as though you do owe us X amount of money?
What, when you're dealing with Santa Claus?
Huh?
Belief comes into fact when you're dealing with Santa Claus.
Right. I mean, you could believe in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and Easter Bunny.
Right.
But does it mean they're true?
No. I believe Santa Claus is there. By the way, I'm never going to feed my son that Santa Claus BS lie. We've made that conscious decision. He's still too young, but you know he's starting to come around. This year, he was starting to ask, you know, Christmas and blah blah blah, and pay attention to the lights. And we told him, we're not going to lie to you, son. We're not going to keep this.
See the stories I put on this one forum about Santa Claus, and the reason why he doesn't go into the Middle East anymore is because he's a drunk and a womanizer and this and that, and so. And the reason why you don't go over to ghetto, and they don't get no price, because you know they stole his one year they stole his skis off the sled.
Oh yeah, sure. Hey Mike, good to hear from your brother. Great call tonight, folks. That just about does it for us. We're out of time, so we'll hit it hard again tomorrow night. I can guarantee it. We're gonna have April Bowden on, and then the following night we're gonna have another Leap Edition Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. A 30-year veteran will be coming on to talk about his background and why he thinks the war on drugs must be abolished. And I mean it must be abolished. Oh, and by the way, I have a viral YouTube video that I'm going to be releasing today or tomorrow. So go to BobTuscan.com and check that out. And of course, stay tuned for Clint Richardson coming up next with the Corporation Nation. Love you guys. Have a great night.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With